Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Fire Pod. It's good to connect with y'all. You know, just tapping in. Working on the whole situation, man. You know how we do. It's all about building that holistic situation. And nah, man, it's just dope. It's dope to be able to have these platforms to build and share and just try to do better, try to be better. And I just appreciate you being on the journey with me, man, because it truly is that, man. It's truly a journey to betterment, to being a better human being, finding ways to make an impact. You know, the whole nine, man. So yeah, man, I hope y'all been good. It's kind of crazy as we wrap up this you know, the first three quarters of this year and you know, getting ready for this is my favorite time of year, man. Autumn is definitely my favorite time of year. Just watching the seasons change and especially living in the Northwest, man, just the beauty of being in this area, watching the seasons change. It can also be a tough time of year. I ain't gonna lie. Several years ago now, man, I learned it coming out of the winter months, that like seasonal depression is a real thing. I was at work one day and the sun was out and I was like, yo, why do I feel so so energized, like so much different? And I realized it's because the sun was out, and was reminded of the importance of taking advantage of like that vitamin D, man, taking advantage of being out in the natural light and the benefits that has. So as we get ready to go into you know, more gray days, especially here in the Northwest, I think it's important that we find ways to combat feelings of sadness, feelings of down because we don't get as much sunshine. There are some tools out there, man. My wife was telling me about like the happy lamps. I don't know the official name for them, but those things that you can use to combat some of the gray skies, the gray days. But we also gonna be using platforms like this, man. You know what I mean? To try to stay balanced, to try to combat some of those sad days that can come. Because there's so much to be grateful for, you know. Even if the sun isn't shining, the fact that we're up and alive and can see the gray skies, you know what I mean, up and alive and can see the rain as it falls, and understanding that the benefits that the rain has will help us combat some of that. So yeah, man, just, you know, like I said, this is my favorite time of year, and it's really dope. I wanted to catch y'all up on some of the things that I've had an opportunity to do over the last little bit, because it's been a minute since I've had a chance to just like chop it with y'all. Hopefully you caught the last episode of the Fire Pod where I shared interviews that I did with the folk over at Soul to Soul, which was a dope community event, reaching out and providing all kinds of stuff for folk, man. If you didn't, it's episode 14, the previous episode. You can check it out and hear from some of the organizers and some of the people who were out there. It was really cool. I had a chance to partner with X-Ray FM to capture those interviews and share them with you, and hopefully let other folk know about some of these community events and ways that they can tap in. Shout out to X-Ray FM. You know, I do the Welcome to the Neighborhood radio show on X-Ray FM out of Portland, Oregon, and a community radio station. And that situation was dope because it was really an opportunity to be community with community. But yeah, man, I had a chance to travel down south, man. I went down to Huntsville, Alabama a minute ago. Shout out to my guy, Minister Fred, and the whole No More Dirty Click. They put on this really crazy music festival, man. It was called the Good Music and Arts Festival, and it was right in downtown Huntsville, Alabama. The first time that anything like that was done, is my understanding, in the city, in terms of a totally, like, just all clean music, man. Gospel, hip hop, R&B, soul. It was really, really dope, and it was cool to be able to take part in something like that, especially in the times in which we're living. Of course, social distancing was a big topic of conversation, and but to have people have an opportunity to come out, be outside, the stage was dope. I had a chance to meet and connect with some pretty amazing artists and DJs, and built some new relationships. And the things that the whole No More Dirty Click are doing, out of Huntsville are really, really cool, man. There's a couple of shows that you can tap into on YouTube. If you go to No More Dirty Ink, they'll link you to all kinds of stuff. There's a radio show that they have, the No More Dirty Radio Show. I had a chance to also be a guest on the Beats and Bars broadcast that No More Dirty does, and it was just really, really cool. The other cool thing was I had a chance to chop it up and see Fam, and I haven't seen Fam in a couple of years because of the pandemic, you know, to a great degree, and just the distance involved, man. So to be able to tap in with my Dukes and aunties and siblings, shout out to my sister. It was a really, really good time, man. And I realized, you know, sometimes you don't even realize where you are when you're in a situation. And I realized that did so much for me for my mental health as I work on trying to, again, just trying to do better, man, trying to be the best individual that I can be. So I was really, really grateful to be able to have the opportunity, really grateful that I was invited down to take part in the festival, which was cool. The whole situation was dope, man. But yeah, I would encourage you, check them out, man. No More Dirty on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Of course, they're all over the place, man, and see what they're working on. And part of being able to do that too was a chance to build with a friend of mine, man, a guy who I've known for a number of years, Kevin Brissett, and he has a really cool nonprofit called Inner Anvil Ministries. And Kevin, man, I met Kevin a while ago through my wife's nephew, through my nephew, just like on some music stuff. And we've just built into a great friendship over the years. And I've always been impressed with the things that he does, because he's always been about being very intentional with relationships. And I think that that's important because, man, we come into contact with so many people so much. And like with some of the things that I do, not so much with my 9-to-5, but the things that I do with like my production company, with DJ Cliff Productions, and seeing people at musical events and those, you know, out in the community, oftentimes you see somebody and you're like, yo, yeah, man, we should build. I'm gonna hit you up, whatever, whatever. And a lot of times it's in passing, and sometimes nothing comes from that. Not because people are being phony or whatever the case may be, but sometimes life just gets in the way. But one of the things that I learned from Kevin is to be very intentional. That is the value and the importance of being very intentional with relationships. And as we think about the impact of these lives that we live on our mental health and being pulled in so many different directions and having so many different responsibilities, sometimes it's like there's not enough time in the day. But to be very purposeful with how we move, I think is one of the big things that I learned. But at any rate, it was cool because Inner Anvil was helpful in me making the trip down and being a part of that music festival. And that's just some of the things that Inner Anvil does. But other things, man, like there are some pretty amazing stories of how the organization reaches out to youth. I mean, young people who are in really serious, troublesome situations, and oftentimes who need a listening ear or need financial support, or, you know, who find themselves in real trouble, man. And to have an organization that's really about just really about being intentional about impacting people's lives is really cool. And I'm really looking forward to building even more with the organization. I have a chance later this month to head down to California and take part in a conference, man. We get to present to some student athletes, which I'm really excited about because I feel like it really fits with what the Fire brand is in terms of addressing physical and mental, but also spiritual wholeness and wellness and well-being. And to be able to partner with Inner Anvil to do something like that, I'm excited for that, and I'm excited for what that may lead to, man. So I'm gonna keep y'all updated on the conference and how that goes, and other ways that you might be able to tap in to Inner Anvil and the things that we're doing as we're building a partnership. But you can check them out, man. You can check out the organization if you're interested in getting involved in any way or supporting in any way. It's inneranvil.org, inneranvil, ANVIL.org. Yeah, man, I'm really excited about the potential of what we may be able to do. You know what I mean? So then, you know, I've really been trying to focus. Like I said, man, my trip down south was really impactful on my mental as I work on just trying to figure out how to continue to navigate life in the very best way that I can, and just enjoying moments, you know. And it's interesting when you do that, sort of what comes of that. Man, shout out to my boss and my 9 to 5, man. He linked me with an opportunity to go and check out the Oregon Ducks, and so I went to their first home game, Pac-12 home game, the season, and they played Arizona, and man, it was a tough game, yo. Oregon, they won. You mean they won? If you look at the final score, it looks like they really did their thing. But I think they were really expected to look a little stronger against Arizona. But it was crazy because I've learned that there's a group that I've been a fan of for years and years, Outkast. And I learned that one of the members of Outkast's son plays for the Oregon Ducks. And I know that, like, you know, he talks about it and posts videos of being in games and this, that, and the third. So you got to understand, man, we're in a college football stadium. You know what I mean? Thousands of people are there, whatever. And, you know, you never know who you're going to see. I found out later a lot of people that I know were at the game, or a number of people that I know were at the game, because after the fact, you know, you see pictures or they posted or whatever. But the game was almost over. People were leaving the stadium. And I had an opportunity to go with my wife, who, you know, if you've listened to this podcast, she was a guest here. And we were sitting in the stadium and just kind of paying attention as people were leaving. And we just wanted to stay till the very end, just to take advantage of the full situation, you know what I mean? And so I'm looking at people leaving, and I saw a couple people, you know, going up the stairs to my right. And I'm telling you, man, I'm a pretty big fan of Outkast. And so everybody's got on, you know, it was a little chilly enough. People wearing hats and masks and this, that, and the third. And I look over and I was like, yo, and I said to my wife, yo, I think that's Andre. And sure enough, man, Andre came down and he was at the game with Big Boy. You know, just being people, enjoying a football game. And at the time I was like, man, I don't want to go over, like, I don't want to be that dude, you know, I don't want to go over and try to get the picture or whatever. After the fact, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have been that dude, you know, because, yeah, like I said, because I'm just a fan, but, it's something that I look back on that makes me appreciate those opportunities. And you see people who, you know, you've watched for years, and just to see that at the end of the day, you know, they're people just like us. They, you know, just because folk are their profession allows them to be on a public stage, at the end of the day, they're human beings, and they like to go to football games, and they like to enjoy the company of others. And so that was just a dope little highlight, you know, for me over the last couple months. And then now, yesterday, I've been trying to watch to get highlights, man, to get updates on the Portland Trailblazers. They had their fan fest yesterday, and I'm really excited for the season. Just being a Trailblazer fan, I know that they made some roster moves, and it'll be interesting to see what things look like coming out of the summer, and the new artists or the new athletes that they brought in, and just the, you know, the holdovers, man. Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum. I'm excited to see the homie Nas, Nasir Little, what he's going to do this season with more opportunities. Anthony Simons, you know, a healthy Nurkic. It's going to be a good season, I think. So I'm just really, really excited to see that. And learning for me that those things are important and valuable for my mental health, you know, finding things to tap into, to relax and to recharge after a week of work and service, and just, you know, find ways to enjoy these moments that we have. So those are some of the things I've been up on, man, and how I've been working to kind of manage my mental health. And again, something else came out of that Alabama trip, and I'm gonna talk about that in a minute, man. We're gonna do this, man. We're gonna take a quick break and come right back after this, and talk about what's been up with the physical situation, and I want to get you guys up on some things that you might be interested in tapping into, man. So we're gonna be right back right here on the Fire Pod. Yes, yes, y'all. So one of the things that really set off the idea and the concept of the Fire brand was I started running, doing organized runs. And that was a new situation for me. If I was running, I was just, taking part in playing some basketball or some pickup football games, whatever. And if you listen to early episodes of the Fire Pod, you know about some of these situations. But the first organized run that I did was a run in Portland called the Shamrock Run that's done during the St. Patrick's Day weekend. And it's really cool, man. It's like literally thousands of people who are out there taking part in this run. And the weather is always an interesting setup there. Sometimes it's raining and it's typically cold, but it's a good time. And for me, it's very motivational to see people of so many disability or so many levels of ability taking part in it. Some people are out and they're setting their personal records. You see them out there at the front, like really getting it in. And some people who are less able-bodied, who are out participating. And it's very encouraging and very motivating when you're in the midst of literally thousands of people, just out there getting it in, man, getting a little bit of physical fitness going. And, I don't think I did it last year. I'm pretty sure I didn't do it last year. Everything that was going on with the pandemic and really not knowing and, just how things were going to work out. Because it's in the spring. So, it was early on in this situation last year. But, I got back on my situation this year, and I've done a couple runs, and I've signed up for the 2022 joint. So looking forward to that. I try to do it every year, like I say, almost as a throwback, because it was the first one that I did, the first organized run that I did. So I'm looking forward to doing that. That goes down in the spring of 2022. I didn't know if I was going to do another organized run this year, but I really want to. I think I'm going to do the MLK Dream Run. And that's going down on October the 17th. You can still sign up for this one. It is the 10th year that they're doing it, which is pretty cool. And I mean, for me growing up, Dr. King was an individual who I appreciated as a very young person, obviously, but the impact that he had on me as a child, he's always been, I don't know, man, I hate using the word hero, but somewhat of a hero, the sacrifices that he made and how that legacy continues to live on. And to take part, I've taken part in the Dream Run only once, actually, and that was virtually because of the pandemic. That was the option that was available, and so I did the virtual joint. But I really think I'm going to sign up for this one. Like I said, it's in a couple weeks, man, so you can still sign up if you go to mlkdreamrun.com. Sign-ups are still available. So I think I'm going to take part in this one, man. 10th anniversary. It's really cool to see a situation like this just growing. And so yeah, man, I think that's what's up with my running situation. And that might be the last organized run that I do for this year. Other than that, it's really just about working on building up my endurance, building up some technique. Shout out to my guy Evan Price. Been talking to him about some things and just trying to be a little bit more efficient and better. You always want to do better. You always want to be better. One of the things that I absolutely do know is being on this journey, man, I got to get stronger and I got to get more flexible, So for the first time, I'm trying to mess with yoga a little bit. Wifey and I have been we've been going through the YouTube situation, looking for some like basic yoga setups. I know that I rock with the Nike app quite a bit, like the Nike running app I've used for years and years. And then the Nike fitness app, they have some yoga stuff on there. And I'm just trying to work on my flexibility, man. As we mature, as we spend more time on this planet, we're not quite as flexible as we once were. But I know that the repetitious action of running, making sure that you've got proper strength, proper stability, core strength, obviously glute strength, but also having good flexibility is important. And a lot of that is injury prevention, but a lot of it is also working on just improving efficiency so that you can do better at the activity. So yeah, man, I'm diving into yoga for the first time. It's been humbling, you know, to say the least, but I'm excited to see the results. And that's what we want, man. I mean, those are the things that are motivating. You see the results and it helps to push you further. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how this impacts not only my running, but just my day to day movement throughout my day, throughout other activities that I want to participate in. And it's been a long time coming. I know for years I've talked about it. People suggest it, and it was like, just the time. I don't know, the timing wasn't right or whatever. But nah, man, I'm diving in and excited to see what comes of that. I'm also looking forward to, it's been interesting in my career, like in my 9-to-5 career, I have been, it's been really a blessing to continue to be able to work through the pandemic. And I've done some continuing education stuff that's really been focused on like a lot of manual therapy stuff, but I haven't really been doing as much with a lot of the movement training that I had done prior to. And, I'm kind of getting the juices going again to do more and delve in to my training as a personal trainer. And I think I've told the story here before. You know, for me, getting my personal training certification is really twofold. One, always looking for opportunities and ways to better serve individuals and to help people on their journey to wellness, to wholeness, to fitness. And so the things that I've learned through my personal training certification have been so beneficial in that. But the secondary reason that I did it was because I wanted to learn things that I could do to work on building my physical fitness. And understanding that in order to give, and it's not on some like how are you going to teach somebody else to be fit if you're not fit? Yeah, there absolutely is some truth to that. But there's also the idea that, and it's perspective, right? If you're not healthy, how can you help others? It's a part of that idea of you can't give from an empty cup. And I know oftentimes in those conversations we talk about it, you know, you got to recharge the battery so that you can give. But you know, that's a part of it, right? And so I'm looking forward to diving in a little bit more to some of those things, and you know, having the opportunity to see how that influences and impacts a lot of the folk that I get to work with in my 9-to-5. So, you know, got some courses, got some education opportunities on the radar. Some things I think I want to tap into. We've had a TRX suspension strap system in the clinic for years and years and years that, you know, we've kind of used, kind of touched on the basics, man. But I'm thinking about maybe delving a little bit more into using those and finding out some of the opportunities and activities that we can do to really help others, but you know, using that to help self as well. I went to this really cool class, man. It was a barbell class, and learned so much about using a barbell, man. Using it for squats and for overhead press and for, you know, for so many different things, deadlifts, and have been able to incorporate some of that. Also doing a little bit more with the kettlebell and finding ways to work on a lot of stability as well as mobility. So yeah, man, just excited about that, you know, excited about learning different tools and seeing how the studies show and research shows. One of the things that we see a lot right now, how research shows that oftentimes when people are suffering from back strains or back injuries, you know, don't lift, don't deadlift, don't use the barbell for that. And we're learning that that's not necessarily true. You know, if we have the right training and we have the right skill sets, that using these tools can actually be of greater benefit for rehabilitation, but also injury prevention. So looking forward to gaining more and more knowledge and applying these things to self and to people in my circle of influence, and then letting y'all know how that all goes. Yeah, you know I mean, all right, y'all. This is what we're gonna do, man. I'm gonna step aside right quick, and then we're gonna come back and finish up talking about my spiritual journey over the last couple weeks, man, and some some things that have been very impactful for me and how that all ties into to the things that we've been talking about thus far. So y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to be right back with some more of the Fire Pod. Yeah, man. So we back. This last little piece, man, I just wanted to take a second to talk about my spiritual journey. And it's been interesting for me. I came to sort of a realization that was a little shocking, I guess, but it's always good, I think, to have these aha moments as we are purposeful about trying to do better, trying to be better. And this really was an aha moment for me. Sometimes I think it comes from life experience or the way that we interpret life experience or things that we're taught, this, that, and the third. Man, my wife is so dope, and she has been for years. One of the things that's so cool about her that so many people love, that I love, is that she's got such a happy spirit. And there were times in my life where I don't think I really understood what that was. I mean, you look at just how tough life is and how challenging life is. And I came to this realization that I had a hesitancy to a great degree to be happy, because, you know, you see people suffering and you see how tough life is, and you see, you know, those who you want to serve and you want to impact in a certain way. And it felt almost selfish, or, you know, you almost feel guilty for the idea of being happy, because how could I be happy if someone else is in a challenging situation? But you know what I've learned? I've learned that that's not the way. I've learned that it's important to find happiness, that we shouldn't feel guilty about being happy. Because for me, I learned that me being happy is not, it's not ignoring other folks' pain or other folks' suffering. It's showing that it's actually, that there are other ways, that there are other opportunities. And to be honest with you, it is a way to refill the cup. You know, when you're happy, you realize you have more energy. When you're happy, you realize you have a better outlook. And when you're happy, you're a better example for those who see you. You know, it's not that life is, it's not that you're ignoring all of the tough things in life, and that you're only looking at life through rose-colored glasses. I do recognize those things still, but I just realize how much better a person I am. And don't get me wrong, man. It's not a struggle. I have to be very thoughtful about it. And every day, every moment of every day, I've got to find those things to continue to be on that path. And but what I find is I am a better person. So that's what I'm doing, man. I'm finding my happiness. And all of those things that I talked about earlier all contribute to that. Taking that trip down to Huntsville, obviously seeing family is always a good thing. But you know, taking part in the music festival and partnering with Inner Anvil, and, you know, having an opportunity to attend sporting events and keeping up with some of my favorite teams, and being focused on my physical fitness and feeling better because I'm doing that. I realize those are the things that make me happy. But all of those things that I mentioned are also ways to build into and with other people. And so it seems silly, but again, for me, it was an aha moment, and I appreciate, you know, the higher power helping me through that, because I think it will give me an opportunity, a better opportunity, more energy to serve, which is important for me, for my spiritual walk. We can't do it alone, and a lot of it is a part of my sort of my spiritual heritage, the idea of being in community with others on that journey. And this is a way that we do that. And I appreciate people who tap into the pod to be on this journey with me, and that we're building a community this way. You know, a traditional community is something that's a part of my heritage. And my wife and I have found a community that we're starting to build with, man, and excited to see where this goes. There's a community, it's a newer community in Portland called Crosswalk Portland. And we started, they started, I don't know, I think they said like 14 months ago, 18 months ago. And it started off doing pop-ups, and they were doing a meeting outside, which was kind of cool. Meeting when the weather was nice, and that's kind of when we tapped in. And now they have a place that they're meeting on a regular basis every weekend. And one of the things that draws me to this particular group is the idea of creating a place where everybody is welcome, creating a place where the focus is meeting the need, like really meeting the needs of those in the community. There was someone who was speaking at one of the events recently and told this really cool story of a community group had raised funds or got donations and got like all of these shoes, and they gave all of these shoes to people in the community. And it was really, you know, they felt really grateful to have had that opportunity to be that conduit to provide all of these people with brand new shoes, like really felt good about that. And the question was asked, yo, that's cool. Did the people in the community need shoes? And the idea behind that is finding out what the community needs, whatever the community that you're dealing with, what are their needs? And then having that be the thing that you put energy into. And so those, you know, thoughts like that, concepts like that really speak to me being very mindful of just trying to utilize the skills that we have. And, you know, I realize I have a skill, obviously, when it comes to production, with all of the things that I do with DJ Cliff Productions. And, you know, my wife definitely has a skill of hospitality, the gift of hospitality. And so, yeah, man, we're tapping into this group. It's like I said, it's called Crosswalk Portland. And they just got this new space that they're meeting at in just outside of Portland in Fairview. So dope. It's actually a really, really dope space. But I'm excited and grateful. And grateful is probably more the word. To have something to build into and to just kind of see where it goes, man, and the impact that it's going to have on me, the impact it's going to have on my family, and the impact that hopefully we in turn will have on our communities. So yeah, man. So that's what's up. That's the latest. That's what's happening. And like I said, I wanted to tap in, and I'm trying to do this on the regular. You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out what the fire pod is going to be. You know, it's the foundation will always be the same. The foundation will always be about physical, mental, and spiritual wellness. It's always going to be about the journey, because that's what we have. That's what we can impact. The destination is the thing that we don't know. We have an idea, but we don't necessarily know. And so once again, I just want to say thank you for being on the journey with me. And, it'll be, you know, you'll get to hear about, you know, my love of sports, because that does help me with my mental health. You know what I mean? You'll get to hear about my love of music and some of the community things that I do. And I shouldn't even say community like that, like just some of the stuff that I do with DJ Cliff Productions, about, you know, the radio shows that I do and the live events that I do. And, you know, doing connecting with DJ OG1, who you know of, on the fire from the fire pod, and the episode that we did on Black men's health and wellness, getting to partner with him for the Portland Black Music Expo, which is going down on the weekend of the 15th, you know, just how that helps me with my mental health. You're going to get to hear about my physical journey and trying to be as healthy as I can physically. And you're going to get to hear about my spiritual journey, because that is so important and foundational to me. And I think that, and I hope that that can be of benefit to those who tap in as well. Yo, if you have questions or suggestions or comments, man, you can definitely hit up the email, afitnesshabit@gmail.com, afitnesshabit@gmail.com. You can check out the website, fitnessisahabit.com, and I'm going to be working on putting more content, adding more content there. But at the end of the day, man, again, just thank you for being on this journey with me. You know, we realize that journeys are more enjoyable when we are doing them together. So looking forward to continuing to connect with you. So y'all be blessed, man, and God willing, we will be back to do this again in a week. All right. Until next time, y'all be blessed. Peace.